AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozdell. President Obama says the U.S. is not putting its troops on the front lines in Syria to fight the Islamic State, despite his decision to deploy special ops troops on the ground. In his first comments since the deployment was announced, he tells NBC News it's merely an extension of what the U.S. was already doing. The Vatican's new leak scandal has intensified, with a book detailing the mismanagement and internal resistance that's thwarting Pope Francis' financial reform efforts. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield has gotten a look at an advanced copy of Merchants in the Temple by an Italian journalist, which is due out Thursday.
It was written by the same Italian journalist who broke what became the VatiLeaks scandal. This is the scandal that ended with the resignation of Pope Benedict XVI. So this is now a new phase in that scandal where we have leaked documents alleging all kinds of mismanagement in the Vatican.
The Israeli military says it raided a Palestinian radio station and confiscated equipment used to broadcast calls to attack Israelis. Located 15,000 feet below the waves, the cargo ship El Faro, which sank off the Bahamas a month ago during Hurricane Joaquin. Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis says the Navy search vessel can now help with the ship's remains.
They can use a remotely operated deep ocean vehicle to use a video camera on board to document the wreckage in the debris field, as well as attempt to locate and recover whatever they can.
33 people were on board when the ship sank. The first winter-like storm of the season not only brought rain and snow to California Monday, but the wind whipped up a dust storm that triggered a 20-vehicle crash in the southern San Joaquin Valley. The cold front dropped a half inch of rain in San Francisco, an inch or more in Bay Area cities. Stormy weather also dumped rain across most of northern Nevada. This is AP Radio News. Between November of 2011 and December 2014, the man known as the Western Bandit shot 8 people, killing 2 of them. He fired on many more. His only apparent motive, police say, was robbery. The Los Angeles Police Department say they've finally gotten their man. Captain William Hayes telling KNBC-TV.
To be quite frank, he was standing in the window, saw the units, and surrendered without incident.
Patrick Watkins is charged with 53 counts. Cuba's state telecommunications company and Sprint have signed an agreement for cell phone roaming service on the island. Marcelo Clore is Sprint CEO.
At the beginning, you know, we thought, oh my God, the Cuban government is going to be slow. But, you know, to everybody's, especially to my surprise, I was blown away. We worked together as a team, both ETEX and Sprint, and we've signed this agreement in record time.
A study finds teens spend nearly 9 hours a day absorbing media, and despite all the new options, music and television remain the favorites. Sandy Kozdell, AP Radio News.